Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending May the 21st, 2023. I've had a busy week. I have been working on the second point of view for Ravenglass Legends Book 1. I've basically just this morning peaked that story. So I've just had the dramatic scene and now there's just going to be a few more little chapters to round off that story for that book. So I'm really pleased with that. Really great progress. There were some days when I was working on that where I was doing 5,000 word days, which is great. So I just feel like I've really powered through the first draft in that. What that means, though, is I now have my editing work cut out for me. So I've got to kind of do my rewrites, go over those over the next few weeks. But that's fine. You know, that's just all part of the process. I'm just glad to get that story out of my head onto the page. And then what, looking at getting it done, edited over the summer. Now my wife is an editor, can book her at cherryedits.com. She's already edited the first point of view. So what I'm doing is I'm basically sending her the whole manuscript and I've marked the scenes that she will need to go over. So it's like a second edit, really, and she's already got the style guide and things like that. So hopefully it won't be too much of a ask to kind of go through that. And if it is, well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that hopefully it will work out all right. So I'm pleased with how that is going. I'm definitely glad that I went that route of doing the second point of view. I think that it just rounds a story out. It gives a good kind of counterpoint to the other character, the main character, Ragnar. So it's Ragnar is the person whose story I was telling before I started the second point of view. His younger sister, Maya, she's the one who is his second point of view. They both kind of have the same, are in the same situation, but the way they respond to it, the way they react and the way they deal with it is very different. So very much enjoyed doing that. Now, what I've got now is I've got a first draft of Ragnar's stuff for the second book. I've got about the first 30 or so thousand words up to ready for the editor state with that. So, because that was when I was thinking about doing them as novellas. So basically, I've already got the second book in a good state. The second half of Ragnar's point of view obviously needs work. So what I'm going to do is I will probably go straight to working on the Ragnar point of view for this second book. And then it's going to be a case of coming up with the next storyline for Maya. So I've got ideas. Part of what I wanted to do with this series was Maya would come into it at a later point anyway. So now it's just we have her in it. So, yeah, that's good. So in terms of reading, I read a book this week called Empire Land, which was about the British Empire, about imperialism, colonialism, all that nasty stuff. It was a really interesting book, actually. A lot of food for thought. I think there's a thing in England especially of we didn't get taught about the British Empire in schools. You know, a really big foundational part of our history you just don't learn about. So a lot of people are ignorant about it. I mean, I've read quite a bit over the years, but I'm making an effort to kind of learn this stuff now to understand it a bit better. And I think that there is a bit of a, it is just such a complex thing because, you know, it's not all good. It's not all bad. There's some terrible stuff in there. There's some great stuff in there. And I think that the, what would you call it? Like the, what is here today in Britain, you know, the legacy of the empire in all its guises. It has shaped the country. And so I just want to kind of get under the skin of that, understand it better. I mean, this is inspired, I suppose, by reading the book Babel. I think it was either around Christmas time, something like that. So this had a lot about the British Empire and things like that. And, you know, I've been aware of some of the stuff, and I want to know to what extent the stuff in Babel was true, because it was alternative history. So it's like, was it really that bad? So, yeah. No, it's been very interesting, very eye-opening. And, yeah, I'm just kind of going through. I'm started another book, which is called Builders of Empire, which is kind of about the Freemasons and how they were involved in the forging of the British Empire and the spreading of that around. So, yeah, again, another interesting thing. I'm only a few chapters into that, but it seems like it's kind of tackling the same issues from a little bit of a different angle. So that is how I like to read about history, try and get as many different viewpoints as possible, you know, not kind of going in with conclusions. Often not coming out with conclusions, but more a general view of the field, if that makes sense. And I think that probably just comes from, you know, I did a PhD in history of art kind of stuff. And that is one thing I've learned, is just to, yeah, almost, you're never objective, are you? But you can always try and take on lots of different viewpoints, you know, see it as part of a wider discussion rather than just going, this is what I think, this is what I know, because at the end of the day, we only know what we perceive and what we read. And yeah, we can never be certain. We can never live other people's lives in the past. You know, we can never embody history really. So yeah, it's interesting anyway. I'm fascinated by it. So next week then, next week is my nan's funeral. So my nan did die a few weeks ago, 92 years old, and, you know, old age basically. I'm not looking forward to going to a funeral, obviously. So we're going down to Wolverhampton to that. Now, my nan was like a massive part of my childhood, and I'm really grateful for her for the effect that she had on my childhood, really, because she used to look after me quite a bit, and she would take me to weekends to Wales to go and stay in her caravan. So, you know, I just spent a lot of my weekends in my childhood going to this caravan site, playing around in the countryside, in the river, you know, meeting new kids and things like that. And just, yeah, having, I suppose, even though there were kind of small opportunities, just different opportunities to what I would have had just being at home, you know, with my mum and dad and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's very sad. And I think she was ready to go. So, yeah, that's good. And I hope she's found what she was looking for. But, yeah, funeral on Tuesday. So that is going to interrupt next week. I've got a few scenes left that I want to write for Maya's arc. So yeah, the story has peaked. It's had the big dramatic climactic scenes. Now it's just a kind of resolution, basically setting her up for the next book. So yeah, I should get all that done by the end of next week. And then I think after that is the half-term holiday. So my son will be off school. I'll be in dad mode. So yeah, if I could get this book drafted for then, that'll be good. So until next time, cheerio.